Joined now by Knoxville volleyball coach Molly Kitchis on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, good to talk to you after a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a while. My bad.
Yeah, a little bit of drop in communication. We'll blame it on John.
Yes, absolutely. That's my go-to.
Well, first of all, South Central Conference outright champions. You'll have to share it. You know, what's that feel like? Just to wrap that up finally here at near the end of the season.
Yeah, that feels good. You know, a couple games in, we felt pretty good about where we stood in the conference. So to be able to finish it and not drop a set in the conference, I'm, you know, just super proud of the kids and excited for them.
And there were some close sets. I mean, you didn't blow out everybody every time. So the girls kind of had to, get a little, play a little extra, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, I feel a little bit like a broken record, but it's a really good thing. But from the beginning of the season to now, I'm really proud of their composure. When we get down in some sets every now and then, they really maintain their composure and they stay calm and really, just get locked in, which is kind of their theme of the year, is locked in and take care of the volleyball and just play really solid volleyball. So I'm really proud of them that they've been able to maintain that all year. And, not dropping a set is a pretty good accomplishment. We had a couple that went to 22. I don't remember what the scores were tonight. 21. Yeah, I think 22 was probably the closest one at the Eddyville. I'm just really, really proud of the kids that they, set a goal and they worked really hard to achieve it. And we have a poster in the locker room with our goals on it, and they get to make a pretty big check mark tomorrow to start practice.
You first set, Albia came out and looks like they wanted to just put the ball where you weren't. And, talk about composure. You were down pretty significantly to start that first set off.
Yeah, we were. They have some kids with some, just kind of unconventional arm swings and they made some different shots that just, weren't anything we've really seen so much. So, our girls did a really good job adjusting and then being able to make those plays and dig those kind of things. But again, the girls, get rattled. We had a few errors early on too, so we kind of settled in and found where we needed to make shots. We kept kind of going to middle back where they had a girl camped out, and we did a better job locating the ball elsewhere after we realized that wasn't working. And the girls just really, stay composed. When we had that little break in there to fix the floor issue, whatever that was, the girls did a little dancing, and we talked a little bit about we were getting a little outworked, and they didn't like to hear that, and so they responded really well.
I just, I observed them, they were, being lighthearted during that little delay. That's kind of been what the personality of this team is. Very lighthearted, but boy, when it's time to get down to business in between the lines, flip that switch and be all business.
Absolutely, yeah. And they play their best when they are having fun. And they've really done an awesome job of having fun and playing with focus, which is sometimes tricky. Sometimes you start having fun, you play a little squirrely, and sometimes if you're too serious, you forget to have fun. And I think they've done a really, really good job of, really balancing both sides of it. And it's just really fun to watch and fun to coach.
Talking to Molly Kitchis, Knoxville volleyball coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. You still got a few more matches left in regular season, but overall, so far, as you kind of wind down the regular season, has it been a successful season? I mean, conference championship, 20 wins again. I mean, it seems like you're checking a lot of boxes this year.
Yeah, yep. Conference championship, that was a goal the girls made for themselves, so that's a fun check mark on our list. Another goal that they made for our team was to get 25 wins, and we got that tonight as well. And, really early on, I kind of thought that was maybe a bit of a stretch goal. Like, that one will be a tough one. That's a great goal for them to set. So to see them check that off, and, hopefully we can add a few more wins to that this weekend and in postseason. But that was a really good one to check off. And I'm just, super proud of the kids because they set those goals and they took their time, really being thoughtful with what are some good goals that will really push us and challenge us. And then they picked some good ones and then really got after it.
senior night as well, and you know, not only honored the players but the managers as well for their service. But you know, kind of a, you know, a semi-emotional night to start out, so you never know how everybody's going to react after all the, you know, celebration beforehand.
Yeah, you know, one of our traditions is the underclassmen decorate the locker room for the seniors, and they had a lot of fun with that this year. They had glow sticks and all the things. So, you know, like, I didn't really even have an opportunity to talk to the girls pregame, which is, you know, fine, and that's just part of the night. It gets a little crazy. But, you know, our seniors have been so, so awesome and such an important part of the program. You know, the managers, you gotta appreciate them so much. They make us better, and they do a ton of the dirty work, but they don't, you know, ever get a step out on the court. So I hope they know, you know, how much we love and appreciate them. And then our three seniors, Jordan, Island, and Catley. You know, it's a little bit heartbreaking. Island and Catley, the season just hasn't gone as we certainly expected it to go when we started the year, with some injuries. But they have, you know, been great teammates and stayed, you know, positive and encouraging to their teammates and engaged, and I'm, you know, just really proud of them, because it's, that's no fun. You don't want your senior season to be, you know, riddled with injury. So, you know, I love those kids, and I'm heartbroken that that's how their senior year went. Jordan, just so proud of her. I mean, and we talked about this last year, but, you know, last year was the first time she ever played, you know, on a pin on the outside, and you know, she just works so hard and has been a great leader for this crew. So, you know, senior night is always a little bit bittersweet. I hate to see it end. You know, luckily we have our home tournament Saturday, and we get to host a postseason game. So it's, you know, didn't feel too final yet, but it is getting awfully close. And this season went really, really fast. But I think that's just says something about how positive of a year, you know, that we've had. When it feels like it's gone this fast, it means that we've really enjoyed it.
Last week you found out who in your road to Coralville, Carlisle first of all. Didn't realize that how they've struggled this year, only like four or five match wins. But then you get through that, you get to play a team that played for a state championship last year, and your rival Pella. This is not going to be easy, but 4A is never easy.
Right. You know, and that's something we talk about. I mean, to get to state, like, you know, if we get past Carlisle, you know, who did graduate like 96% of their offense last year. So there's, you know, kind of not surprised that they've struggled, but it's still going to be fun to get them back here and kind of get a little bit revenge after they ended our season last year. I think we'll be happy to end their season for them this year is the goal. But, you know, then you're in the top 16 in the state, and it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, we're super excited to take on Pella. They are a very, very good volleyball team. But, you know, I like our team too. So I think the kids will be pretty excited. You know, we did play them last weekend in their tournament, and I think we learned a lot. And I'm excited for the kids to, you know, put into action what we learned and go out there and give them one heck of a game. So.
And then Saturday, you have your own tournament, which is always a fun time because you see teams that you probably won't see at any time during the season. Ballard comes in here, of course, coached by former Panther Erica Fee Duncan now, and Creston. And for crying out loud, how did you get Decorah to come down here 4 hours away?
Yeah, Decorah asked us if they could come, and we're like, sure. Do you know where we are? Like, and they still wanted to. So I think they're going to stay overnight beforehand, which is fun because, you know, we do an overnight trip early in the season. So that'll be fun for them, and we're excited to have them. So, yeah, it is exciting. We get to see some teams that we don't see always. Of course, I'm not sure what I was thinking, put us with Albia to start the day, even though we just played Albia. That was kind of a interesting move on my part. I didn't really think that through, but excited to see some different teams, you know, and really good competition. So it's, you know, it's fun to have that kind of volleyball coming into our gym, and you know, it's a good solid day of volleyball to wrap up the season, and I think the kids are excited about it, and they, you know, always want to, you know, do well at their tournament.
Bright and early at 8:30, I think, first serve.
Yes, 8:30, first serve. We're on that court.
That court, as she points towards south court. If you're familiar with the Knoxville gym, south court, it's you know, by where the commons is right now. But Molly, thanks a lot for joining us, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Awesome, thank you.
That's Molly Kaitchis, Knoxville volleyball coach, back after this on KNIA Care with Less.